Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I kept my heart from no pleasure, for my heart found pleasure in all my toil. And this was my reward for all my toil. Then I considered all that my hands had done, and the toil I had expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity, and a striving after the wind. And there was nothing to be gained under the sun. What a powerful picture of a man who's saying, I sought everything in this world. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I got everything I desired. Ecclesiastes is clearly referring to someone here who has all the wealth that he could have wanted to get everything in the world that he wanted. He said, I kept my heart from no pleasure. And yet, in the end, after all of that, he said, it was vanity. It was a striving after the wind. There was nothing to be gained in all that the world offered. What a picture. It makes me think of an interview with Tom Brady in the middle of winning Super Bowls, and he was in the middle of an undefeated regular season at the time of this interview, and just making all kinds of money in a relationship with a supermodel. And he said, why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me? I mean, maybe a lot of people would say, hey man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life. But me, I think, God, it's got to be more than this. I mean, this can't be what it's all cracked up to be. And the interviewer asked him, well, what's the answer? And Tom Brady responded, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. This is certainly not an exact parallel with Ecclesiastes, but it's really similar. Like, take it from people who have sought after all this world has to offer. In the end, it doesn't satisfy. And that's part of the point of Ecclesiastes. The things of this world will not satisfy you. Only God can satisfy your soul. Only relationship with God, who loves you and who is the author of everything good. Everything your soul needs is found in him. So stop seeking after satisfaction in the things of this world, in the people of this world, in the pleasures and the possessions and the achievements of this world. Instead, seek satisfaction in God alone, knowing that, yes, he gives good gifts, but your satisfaction is found in the giver, not in the gifts. Your soul, my soul, our souls are designed to be satisfied in God alone, in relationship with God. And close relationship with God is possible for every single one of us. So we pray, yes, God, draw us into closer relationship with you today. Jesus, we praise you for making this possible for us, for dying on the cross, for rising from the grave, for ascending into heaven, for sending your Spirit to open our eyes, to fill our lives as we trust in you, so that we might experience satisfaction for our souls in you. God, help us not to be blinded by the things of this world, thinking that if we just have this or in that relationship, or people see us this way, or we look this way, or we achieve this thing, or whatever it might be, God, help us to put those things aside and to seek you alone as the satisfier of our souls. And to trust that as you give us good things, as you work in good ways in our lives, that all of this is coming from you as the one who satisfies us, not in those things, even in people around us. God, help us to see people as gifts from you in our lives. God, help us to look to you alone, to seek you alone, to worship you alone as the satisfier of our souls. And God, we pray you'd help us to point others to you as the only one who can satisfy their souls. Help us to share the good news in this world of things that don't satisfy, that there is a God who satisfies, who loves them, who's made them for relationship with him. God, we pray that you would help us to lead others to relationship with you. And God, we pray specifically for people who've never heard the good news of what Jesus has done so that they can have a relationship with you. We pray for the Northern Hmu people of China, over 2 million of them, small handful of believers among them. God, strengthen those believers, give them boldness, and cause others to go to the Hmu people that they might be reached with the good news of satisfaction that's found in you alone, satisfaction that supersedes everything else in this world. God, may it be so for their sake, and help us to live in the fullness of satisfaction that's found in close relationship with you today in a way that supersedes all the pleasures of this world put together. In Jesus' name we pray, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.